There's been some COVID hope on the horizon these past few weeks in the form of the vaccine rollout. The pace of the rollout has differed across the European Union, however, with Denmark currently leading the way, as Fiacre O'Kiana reports.
Denmark has been the quickest in the EU to roll out vaccines to its citizens. So it's doing so at a rate which is strikingly faster than other EU countries.
Naomi O'Leary is Europe correspondent with the Irish Times.
The doses that it's given represent just over 2% of its population, and some countries are much farther behind.
When it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine rollout race, Naomi says Denmark is for now ahead of the chasing pack. And the latest figures support the claim, with Denmark already vaccinating 2.2% of its population, compared to Ireland's 1.5%, Germany's 1%, France's 0.5%, and the Netherlands on just 0.25%. The differences may sound unusual, given the EU is providing vaccines to countries on an equal basis. But Naomi says there are clear reasons for the Scandinavian countries' initial success.
The Danes went all out in preparing for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, which was the first one to be delivered. Not every European country did that. So some EU countries were more keen to wait for cheaper and easier to administer vaccines, which are on the way. They also have a centralized database of their citizens. So each person has a personal identification number, and this allows authorities to effectively search for all citizens above the age of 85 and ping them directly to a digital mailbox telling them that it's time for their vaccine.
How Denmark has organised a fast rollout could be worth noting for officials here, with Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly saying this week Ireland hopes to vaccinate 700,000 people by the end of March.
By Sunday just gone, over 35,000 people received their first dose of the vaccine. That's healthcare workers as well as nursing home residents and nursing home staff. By the end of next week, we're planning to have given 140,000 people their first dose. That's the entire nursing home sector. We're planning to vaccinate around 700,000 people by the end of March. That's in 11 weeks' time.
It's not quite on the same scale as Denmark, but despite criticism over a slow build-up, latest figures show Ireland's vaccine rollout rate is now the second highest in the EU. Priscilla Lynch is clinical editor with Irish Medical News. She says Ireland can build on our current position if we continue to follow the practical steps of countries like Denmark.
They were ready to administer the vaccine as soon as they had it. They have a very good system of being able to track their population and who was eligible for the vaccine and then move them on to make sure that they get it. So there is a lot of logistics there, and it is quite a challenge. We know that in Ireland. So I suppose the key question now is, are we going to be prepared for when we do ramp up the stock of the vaccine that we are getting?
Ireland and Denmark are not the only EU countries pushing to speed up access to vaccines. Even the EU's largest member states are feeling the pressure. Here's France 24's Paris-based reporter, Stephen Carroll.
France got off to a very slow start to its vaccinations. It started on the 27th of December, the first day they were able to, but only vaccinated a couple of hundred people in that first week. And that was a huge cause of controversy. The first phase of their rollout is until the end of March, and that's looking at the first about 6 million people. Certainly they're hoping to be ramping up to the tens of thousands of doses really in the coming days to try and catch up on that slow start.
It's a situation repeated across the EU. Here's Brussels-based Euronews correspondent Shona Murray.
There have been concerns about the laggard nature of the EU's rollout, but one of the worst countries, actually the worst country, is Belgium, which is at one point a few weeks ago was one of the world's worst places for COVID, and that's not doing well in terms of its vaccine rollout alongside Luxembourg, Czech Republic and Bulgaria.
The reality that so many countries are still looking for vaccine rollout answers means that for now at least, all EU rollout roads lead back to Denmark. For Irish Times Europe correspondent Naomi O'Leary, when it comes to the Danish success, there are clear lessons to learn.
The main lesson is the ability of countries to organise rollout in a quick way. It's not an easy task. You've got to summon citizens to appointments. You've got to do it by group, starting by age, maybe finding all the people who have a vulnerability because of a medical condition. So organisation is going to become more and more important over the coming months as vaccines arrive in ever greater numbers.
Naomi O'Leary of the Irish Times, ending Fiacre O'Kiana's report.